Brothers and sisters, good morning.
很高兴能够再一次在这里跟大家一起来分享这个信息啊。
I'm happy to once again be able to share on this message today with everybody.
我们知道这一段信息呢是到了福音书的最后，其实这是在主受难之前的一段讲论。
We know that this message comes towards the end of the gospel, just before the Christ's suffering.
这是门徒呢来问他，就是世界的末了是什么样子的。
It is when the disciples come to Jesus to ask him what the end of the world will be like.
因为有一段时间了，我们大家也经常听见这样的信息，说哎呀，主来的日子近了。
For a time, we often heard the message that the time of the Lord coming is near.
那我们就从主耶稣自己的话里边来看一看，这个到末世的时候，我们应该注意些什么情况。
And so let us look at Christ's own words. What are the things we should pay attention to as signs of the coming of the end?
好，我们先看从24章第三节开始哈，这个是耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒来问他说：“你告诉我们什么时候有这个事儿？你降临和世界末了有什么预兆？”
So we begin from chapter 24, verse 3. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him saying, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign of your coming?"
咱们想想为什么门徒要问预兆啊？
Let us consider why the disciples asked for a sign.
我们为什么想去问问有没有什么预兆？
Why do we want to know if there's some kind of sign?
想知道预兆的原因哈，就是想要知道他什么时候来，因为那个时间不知道。
So the reason that we want a sign is because we don't know the time, and we want to know roughly what time.
对，当看见这个预兆的时候，我们想，如果我先看见预兆了，大概我就知道快来了，然后我就可以准备一下了。
So when we know the forecast and we see the sign, then we can prepare because we know the time is near.
所以在这里哈，主耶稣的回答啊很有意思哈。那主第四节，主耶稣直接回答的不是说有什么预兆，而是说你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
And so Jesus' response is very interesting. He says, "Beware that no one leads you astray."
其实这些预兆哈，弟兄姊妹看这些预兆，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，饥荒、地震，天要日头要怎么样，月亮怎么样，众星要坠落，天势要震动，这些预兆，大家有什么样的感受？
So how do we feel when we see these various signs of nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, moons and stars and various things? How do we feel?
好像也，其实这些预兆，无论我们觉得好还是不好，这个都是我们所无法改变的。
It seems like whether they're good or bad, there's not much we can do about them.
打仗该打还是打了，地震该震还是震了，我们是没有办法改变这些东西的。
If wars occur or if earthquakes occur, it seems like there's not much we can do about it.
主耶稣非常直接地告诉我们，无论那个预兆如何，在末世你要准备什么。
Jesus says, no matter what happens, at the end of the time of the end, you should be prepared.
首先，他说你要谨慎，免得有人迷惑了你。
Firstly, he says, beware that no one leads you astray.
今天我们读的这个 message 里边可以看到哈，这一段经文里哈，有很多次主耶稣在讲这个事儿，不要被迷惑了。
From the passage we read today, we can see Jesus repeating this warning to not be led astray.
在启示录里边啊，讲到这个魔鬼又叫撒旦，他是什么？讲到他是迷惑普天下的。
In the book of Revelation, it speaks of Satan or devil and calls him the great deceiver.
他迷惑普天下，他迷惑你的目的是什么呢？
So what is the goal of his deception?
所以在圣经里告诉我们，撒旦这个东西哈，他是首先是撒谎的，第二他是杀人的。
And so the scripture tells us that Satan is firstly a liar and secondly a murderer.
所以他撒谎就迷惑你，然后之后他的目的是要杀人。
So firstly he lies to confuse you and then he will murder people.
所以我们能够警醒不被迷惑这件事非常重要。
And so we need to be aware so as not to be confused.
被什么样的人容易被迷惑呢？
What kind of people can be easily led astray?
现在尤其我觉得西方国家也是一样哈，在中国当然现在也很多骗子，我们就知道各种各样的骗子。
Today in many societies there are many different types of con people, con men.
什么样的人最容易被骗？
Who can be most easily fooled?
我们知道哈，大概小孩子比较容易被骗。
Possibly children.
还有一类人大概是老人家。
Possibly the elderly.
我知道在中国很多这样的事发生。现在的小孩子家长都嘱咐，千叮咛万嘱咐，不要跟着陌生人走，不管什么叔叔阿姨，谁说谁，你爸爸让你来接你的，不要听他。
In China, there are a lot of warnings for children to never listen to strangers, whether they say they are from your parents or family or whoever.
对，那么小孩子被骗是因为什么原因呢？
So why would children be deceived?
他们的智慧好像没有发展的那么成熟。
Because their intelligence is not yet mature.
他们凭着他们的感觉来看你是不是好人。
By their own emotion, they come to judge whether a person is honest.
你看咱们聚会散了以后，有时候我很喜欢抱抱弟兄姊妹的小孩子们哈。
But sometimes we like to play with each other's children.
当你拍手要抱他的时候，他不大认识你，他看你，看看他觉得好像没太大危险，他就过来了。
So sometimes when you go to invite them, they will observe you for a moment and then come to trust you.
这是小孩子，他是凭他的感觉、直觉来判断这个人是不是安全。
So the children judges whether someone is safe by their feeling.
这个是非常危险的事情。
And this is very dangerous.
所以圣经上讲，撒旦他不是魔鬼，并不是张牙舞爪的。
The scripture says that Satan is not a very, does not have a fearsome appearance.
他表现为光明的天使。
He appears like a glorious angel.
他在圣经上讲，他被造的非常漂亮。
Scripture says he was made very beautifully.
而且他并不是只是在很危险的环境才出现。
He does not only appear in times of danger.
他第一次出现的时候是在伊甸园里面。
The first time he appeared was in the Garden of Eden.
是在神的伊甸园里边。
In the garden created by God.
当我们觉得很安全的时候。
When we feel very safe.
你看主耶稣在地上的时候赶鬼，很多的时候在哪里赶呢？
We see when Jesus fled, took out the demons, where did he do it?
很多的时候居然是在会堂里边。
It was often in the temple.
那个会堂里面应该是神的子民聚会的地方，是神的地方。
The temple should be where the people of God gather. It should be the house of God.
那为什么那里会有魔鬼的工作在里边呢？
Why is it that the demons will exist there?
所以主耶稣在这里讲，你们要警醒。
And so Jesus says, beware.
不要凭着感觉觉得，哎呀，这个环境还不错，这个人也挺好的，所以就凭着这些感觉来相信。
Don't go by your feelings that this place seems pretty nice or the people seem trustworthy.
好在第五节哈，二十四章五节哈，就讲到，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
So in verse 5 we read, For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they will lead many astray.
接下来在第23节的时候讲到，那时若有人对你们说基督在这里，或是基督在那里，你们不要信。24节，因为假基督、假先知要兴起来，显大神迹、大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也迷惑了。
We continue in verse 23. Then if anyone says to you, Look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and produce great signs and omens to lead astray.
好，所以这个迷惑在这里，主耶稣强调了一件事，就是有人要冒着基督的名来。
So Jesus emphasizes that people will use the name of the Messiah.
基督是什么呢？咱们在这里应该是讲过哈。基督其实就是神的受膏者，是救主。
So the word Christ means the one anointed by God, the Savior.
所以当他冒着基督的名来的时候，这件事是件非常麻烦的事情。
And so when one comes with this name, this is a very troublesome thing.
因为我们所信的基督，如果不是耶稣基督，换了一个别的基督的话，就坏了。
Because if we believe in a Christ that is not Jesus Christ, then we are in trouble.
因为圣经上讲，说天上地下没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Because the scripture says that there is no other name through which you can be saved.
只有耶稣基督。
Only the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我们唱诗歌叫磐石磐石耶稣基督。
And so we often sing of the cornerstone, Jesus Christ.
也所以我们的信仰如果不在这块磐石上面就没有了，就坏了。
So if our faith is not established on this cornerstone, then we are in trouble.
所以在末世的时候，会有人出来假冒基督。
So at the time of the end, many people will come with the name of the Messiah.
这个事情很奇怪哈。我知道，我们 我们知道有一个在美国兴起来的宗教叫摩门教啊。
So we've heard of a religion that has come up in the United States called Mormonism.
他是说这个原来神的启示在犹太人那里，现在跑到我们美国人这里来了。
They said that God's original revelation came to the Jews, but now it has come to the Americans.
其实无独有偶哈，咱们中国人也有，原来在犹太人那，现在到咱们中国人这儿来了。
Sometimes the same, some people like that also happen in China.
原来那个基督在犹太人中间，现在他在投生到中国人中间来了。
They say that Jesus used to be a Jew, but now he has become a Chinese.
非常的自大的这一种说法哈，我不明白，但是却迷惑了很多人。
So very self-arrogant sayings, but they have deceived many people.
为什么会被迷惑呢
？Why would people be deceived？
我们看到很多的宗教哈，在这个世界上。
We can see that there are many religions in the world.
尤其中国的民间宗教，我们在座的弟兄姊妹大概有一些了解。
And some of us may be familiar with the tribal religions in China.
其实，在中国的民间宗教里边哈，很少有人真正的了解他所信的那些宗教，包括佛教和一些无所谓他拜什么东西的。
So actually, in the local religions that are in China, many people don't actually understand what they are believing in.
真正就是去那些烧香拜佛的人，真正读佛经、了解佛经的人不多。
So for those who go to burn incense in the temple, those who truly study what they are believing in, they are not many.
所以我们今天的信仰不能够像那个一样。
So our faith today cannot be like that.
说我是信耶稣的，但是耶稣是怎么回事，我不大知道。
They say you say we believe in Jesus, but you don't really understand what that means.
我们要尊重神的工作哈。
We must respect the work of God.
神从创世以来用了几千年的时间为我们写下了这本圣经。
That through several thousand years of history, the scripture has come to be written.
所以主耶稣说，这圣经里的一点一画都不能够废去的。
And Jesus said, not a word will be removed from the law.
神用了犹太人一个民族啊，为我们做见证。
So God used the people of the Israelites to be a testimony to us.
所以耶稣基督是救主，是弥赛亚，这一件事情跟我现在站起来说，就像我们中国李洪志先生说，我就是上帝，我就是神，跟这个有什么区别呢？
So what is the difference between Jesus calling himself the Christ and李洪志 saying that I am God? What is the difference?
如果现在又一个人站起来说我也是基督，另外一个人站起来说我是神最大的先知，这个世界各地到处都有这样的话，我耶稣基督跟那个有什么样的区别呢？
So when some other guy comes up and says, I am the Christ or I am the high prophet, what is the difference between Jesus and him?
所以我们要思想哈，这里讲在假基督假先知，有的时候他能够显大神迹大奇事。
We should consider that it is written, some of these false messiahs will perform great signs and miracles.
他说倘若能行，连选民都迷惑了。
To the point where it is even possible for the elect to be deceived.
对啊，所以选民他本来已经是基督徒了，咱们应该说。
We say that the elect are already chosen ones to be Christians.
但是他为什么也被迷惑了呢
？Why is it that they can also be deceived?
他看到了一些大神迹奇事。
Perhaps they saw some signs, miracles.
所以有的人跑去信某些东西，他说，哎，我有病，他把我治好了。
Some people they go to believe various things and they say, oh, they healed me of my disease.
我相信各个宗教里边大概都有这样的内容。
I'm sure such content can be found in all religions.
那今天我们信的基督信仰跟那一些有什么区别？弟兄姊妹一定要想这个问题。
We have to consider what is the difference between Christianity and those religions.
我们想一想神的工作，神为了不让他的儿女受骗，神做了很多的工作在里边。
We should consider that God did a lot of work so that his children would not be deceived.
我们想想，我们作为小孩子来讲哈，他如何能够分辨这个话到底是爸爸妈妈说的，还是一些其他的人骗我的？
Let us consider how does a child recognize if a word is from their parents or from someone else trying to deceive them.
他的爸爸妈妈可能会在他身上做一些工作，告诉他，我是怎么样做事的。如果别人这样说，你不要信。
Maybe the parents will teach the child, this is how I will talk to you. Don't believe someone else.
如果说我下了班去接你，我一定会去接你。我不接你会给你的老师打电话，但是我不会派别人去接你。所以不论谁说去接你，你都不要跟着走。
So maybe the parent will say, I will come pick you up after work. If I can't, I will tell your teacher. If anyone else comes to pick you up, don't trust them.
这是做父母的要帮助孩子来分辨。
This is what a parent should do for their children to help them distinguish.
其实圣经里边上帝也是这样来帮助我们来分辨。主耶稣讲的这一段话，今天咱们读的这一段话就是这个意思。
And in the scripture, God does the same thing to help us to distinguish right from wrong, which we can see in the passage we read today.
所以他说，我要再来的时候，所有的人都看得见。如果有个人站起来在你们中间说，这里就是基督，我就是基督，或者说基督在旷野，基督在屋里，他说你不要信这个东西。
So we read in the scripture that if anyone comes up in a room or in the desert and say that there is the Christ, do not believe them.
所以这一个要放在我们心里哈、啊。圣经上讲，他说你们效，保罗说你们效法我们，不要过于圣经所记载的。
And so we also see from Paul's writings that you shall follow me, but not more than what the scripture says.
如果圣经没有记载，有人跟你讲一些天花乱坠的事情，你不要信他。
If someone tells you something that is not recorded in the scripture, do not believe them.
他说昨天我做了个梦，神跟我说话了，所以我把它写下来，这是上帝的话，这个是不可信的。
So if someone says, yesterday I dreamt of God speaking to me, this is not to be trusted.
对啊，所以神要说话，神用了这么长的时间在以色列人当中这么大的作为，才写了这一本圣经出来。神要说话，他要你确定的能够相信，这是上帝的话。
So God spoke His word through thousands of years of the Israelite history, and it is recorded in the scripture. This is how He speaks to us.
在圣经罗马书里讲哈，我稍微读一下哈，在罗马书的第一章哈，讲到福音哈，使徒保罗他说他是特派传神福音的使者，他说这个福音是什么呢？他说这个福音是神从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的。他说论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫的后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。一章二节到四节。
So we read from Romans chapter 1, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scripture, the gospel concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness.
所以这个福音不是耶稣自己想出来的。
So this gospel isn't something that Jesus imagined on his own.
所以这个福音他说从前在借着众先知在圣经上就答应我们了。
So the gospel was promised through the prophets throughout history.
所以整本旧约圣经在指着那一点，基督要降生的那一点。
All of the Old Testament points towards the birth of Christ.
然后他说论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫的后裔生的。
And it says concerning the son that was born through the lineage of David.
说今天说我说我也是上帝的儿子。
If I was to say I am the son of God.
跟耶稣是从大卫的后裔生的是完全不同的。
It is very different to Jesus who was born from the lineage of David.
因为这是圣经上所预言的，从大卫的后裔要生一位君王。
Because it was prophesied in the scripture that from the line of David there would be a king.
所以为了基督的降生，上帝铺垫了千年的历史。
So for preparation for the birth of Christ, God prepared thousands of years of history.
所以我们不能够忽视这个历史的铺垫。
We can't ignore this.
然后他说按圣善的灵说是因从死里复活来证明他是上帝的儿子。
And also according to the Holy Spirit, Jesus rose from the dead to demonstrate that he is the Son of God.
所以认识基督的复活是我们信仰里非常非常重要的一件事情。
And so to recognize his resurrection is very important for us Christians.
我们在这里讲过几次这样的信息了，如果弟兄姊妹在这方面有疑问可以来找我，我们可以来一起聊一聊探讨。复活是一件历史事实，是我们必须所相信的。
So we have often spoken of the historicity of the resurrection of Jesus, and you can come to us for help on this matter.
如果基督没有复活，我们就不用相信了。
If Jesus did not come back to life, then there is no need for us to believe him anymore.
今天也是一样，如果将来我们都不需要复活的话，那我们也没有必要相信。
The same goes for us. If we do not also have a resurrection, then there is no need to believe anything.
所以对复活的认识和相信是非常重要的一件事。
So it is very important to recognize the reality of the resurrection.
所以这个罗马书上讲，因为从死里复活，这样的大能见证了他是神的儿子。
So in Romans it says, because he resurrected from the dead, it demonstrates that he is the Son of God.
所以他是神的儿子，这样的大能并不是因为他行了某些神迹而见证的。
So this great power was not proved by some signs or miracles.
不是因为他给人治了病。
Not because he healed the sick.
不是因为他平静了风和海。
Not because he quieted the wind and storm.
而是因为他从死里复活。
But because he came back from the dead.
所有的教主到现在为止没有一个人，他们都死了。
No, all of the other religious leaders have died.
他可以。也许到最后的时候，这里讲主耶稣讲会有行大神迹的人出来。
Jesus says that perhaps some of them did many great miracles.
但是这些大神迹并不能见证他是生命的主。
But none of them can prove that they are the Lord of death.
只有那一个从死里复活的主才是。
Only the one that came back from the dead.
所以我们不要通过神迹相信，不要通过感觉来相信。
So we shouldn't believe in feelings or miracles.
我必须要说，我们信仰一个非常宝贵坚实的基础是在神的话上面。
I must say that a very valuable foundation in our faith is in the Word of God.
是在这一本宝贵的圣经里面。
Is in our Bible.
为什么相信圣经是神的话？我相信我们慕道班讲过这样的内容哈，认识圣经。如果也有弟兄姊妹对这方面有疑问的话，可以来我们可以来探讨哈。相信圣经不是因为圣经合理。
On the reliability of Scripture, you can come to us as we speak of it often in our baptism classes, but we do not believe it because it is reasonable.
因为它是谁写的？
We believe it because of its author.
因为它背后的权威性。
Because of the authority of its author.
所以我们需要有这个智慧，不是我们听着合理的事情就可以相信。
And so we should understand that it's not that we believe something that's just logical.
我们相信的是那一位有权威的人士。
We believe the one who has authority.
谁才有权利来写生命是怎么回事？
They have the right to tell you what your life is about.
所以今天的基督徒的弟兄姊妹哈，如果神给了你有足够的知识智慧，你能够认识字，能够读圣经的话啊。
And so to our Christian brothers and sisters, if you have the ability to read,
你必须要读圣经。
You must read the scripture.
没有任何推诿的余地。
There is no compromise.
因为上帝跟我们立约是非常认真的。
Because God very carefully set up a covenant with us.
他写下了这本圣经，白纸黑字写下来。
He wrote the scripture using everyday words.
然后主耶稣说，我用我的血跟你立约。
And Jesus says that he used his blood to form a covenant.
所以他是非常认真的，我们不能够轻视这个内容，说我根本不知道这个内容，我就信了。
And so it is set up very carefully. We cannot be confused to just do however we want.
如果我们不知道这个内容，我们被骗的话，被骗的结果是死亡。
If we do not know the proper contents and we get fooled, then the results will be death.
我们到神那里没有办法跟神来讨价还价，说因为我不知道。你看，我就听了某某某人说的，所以我不大清楚。我们没有这样的余地来讨价还价。
So we have no opportunity to bargain with God to say that I didn't really know or I was tricked by some person.
所以虽然今天我站在这里，但是我也不是希望你因为我说你才信，你要因为圣经才信。
So even today I am before you preaching, I do not want you to believe on my behalf. I want you to read the scripture for yourself.
所以咱们教会有很多的查经班，读经小组，有很多的查经聚会，弟兄姊妹要利用这些资源。
And so we have various Bible meetings and Bible studies available for everyone, and we hope that you can take advantage of these resources.
我切实的感受到哈，这个末世的时间的到来哈，有很多的这异端邪说在不断的在教会里边来传播，来搅扰。
I truly believe that that messages on the end of the time, there are many superstitions that are coming out today.
你看到他也很敬虔，很热心呢。
You can see that they are very passionate.
但是他所传的是不对的。
But they are incorrect.
在加拉太书里边，保罗讲过这样一句话哈。
So Paul speaks in the book of Galatians.
他说 我很稀奇，一章六节哈，他说我稀奇你们这么快离开，借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传的与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
We read from Galatians chapter 1 verse 6. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we proclaim to you, let that one be accursed.
好，所以从那个时候就有人传另外的福音。
So from that time, there were people who proclaimed a different gospel.
所以另外的福音，保罗说，他传给你们的与我们所传给你们的不同。
And Paul says that this gospel is different from the one we proclaim to you.
所以我们所传给你们的是什么呢？
What is it that we proclaim to you?
是圣经上用了四本的福音书，这么大的篇幅来记录的福音内容，这个是我们所谓我们就是使徒所传给我们的福音。
So the message of the apostles was the message that was preached in the and recorded in the four gospels, the gospels of Jesus Christ.
所以福音书圣经是惜墨如金的哈，但是福音书用了四本。
The gospels were written in four separate books.
所以这四本福音书，我们看到有很多重复的内容，好像。
We see that the four books seem very repetitive.
那为什么上帝这么重复来重复去用这些话来告诉我们呢？
Why did God use such a repetitive method to give His message?
我要跟大家说一件事哈，如果作为家长来讲，如果我跟我的孩子老重复一件事的话，孩子会很反感。但是从我这里来讲，我知道那很重要，所以我才重复来重复去。
I can give an example of when I repeat something over and over to my children, even if they are very annoyed, it is because it is something very important.
所以上帝给了四本福音书，弟兄姊妹要读啊，要把它存在我们心里边。
And so we have four gospels that God gave us that we shall read and put in our hearts.
所以当那个欺骗者来到你面前的时候，你可以更加容易分辨，因为你熟悉了上帝的声音。
And so when the deceiver comes before you, you can distinguish between lies because you know the truth.
我们常常鼓励弟兄姊妹哈，要读经，要祷告。
We often encourage brothers and sisters to read scripture and to pray.
有的时候小孩子的反应是很有意思的哈。
Sometimes children have very interesting responses.
我看到在幼儿园里边哈，就是很多小孩子在一起玩。
I can see many children playing together in the childcare.
如果他的父母在门口叫某一个孩子一声，
If their parents calls for their children,
这个孩子就会马上有反应，然后跑过来了。
The children will be very excited and run over.
为什么？因为他太熟悉父母的声音了。
Because he is so familiar with the sound of his parents.
所以我们要熟悉上帝的声音呢。
And so we should become familiar with the voice of God.
当我们熟悉了上帝的声音，那个不同的声音来的时候，我们就会知道那是不同的，不对的。
And when we are very familiar with the voice of God, we will easily recognize the impostor.
所以圣经在这一段的时候，主耶稣反复的在讲哈，他说你们要警醒，不要受迷惑。
So in our passage today, we see Jesus repeating, "Beware, so that you are not led astray."
在启示录里面，当开始主耶稣给七教会的信的时候啊，大家回去看啊，很多内容在每一个教会里大概都有。主耶稣说你要持守你的信仰，你所信的你要持守。
In the letters to the seven churches in the book of Revelations, we see a repeated phrase to hold on firmly to your faith.
所以这里说你忍耐到底的必然得救。
And it says those who are patient to the end will be saved.
我们所信的使徒所传给我们的福音，我们要把它持守在心里边，不能够摇动了。
So the gospel that we have received from the apostles of, we shall place in our heart firmly.
我真是常常的祷告祈求神啊。
I often pray and ask of God.
我说保守我不要偏离了你啊。
Hold firmly so that I will not walk away from you.
因为我这个人是真是很愚昧的。
Because I can sometimes be easily confused.
所以我们 要有这颗心，祈求上帝来保守我们。
So we should have a heart to ask God to hold us firmly.
我深信上帝也必然保守我们。
And I truly believe that God will hold you firmly.
当我们愿意读他的话，愿意持守在他的信仰当中的话，他必保守我们走完我们人生的道路。
When you hold firmly to His word and are firm in your faith, God will protect you in your life.
所以在我们的信仰里边，弟兄姊妹们，我们不要太轻忽，怎么样讲？太看轻了这个信仰。
So in our lives, we shouldn't take this our faith too easily.
我们知道，我们如果说信基督了哈，我们愿意放下世界一切所有的来跟随主。
We know that we say that we are willing to give everything up to come and follow God.
如果我们把所有东西都放下了，我们跟了一个假的，那不是可悲吗？
If we have given everything up to follow something false, isn't that very sad?
对啊，然后这里边讲到哈，在真是圣经里很多很多的书卷哈，在约翰一书里也讲到，这些敌基督的，他是从我们中间出去的。
Often we see in the scriptures that those who oppose Christ are those who have left from our own brotherhood.
所以很多人他原来是基督徒，后来他信了一些别的东西，从我们中间跑出去了。
So some people who were once Christians, they believe something else and have left.
这就像什么呢？就像我们走路，主耶稣说你来跟随我，跟从我，然后我们走路跟着跟着，不知道跟到哪里去了。
This is like if you were following Jesus and you were following along and then you got lost somehow.
这个太可悲了，在我们生命里。
It's such a tragic thing.
我觉得我不想弟兄姊妹因此而惧怕哈。
I don't want our brothers and sisters to be afraid.
但是因此而警醒是非常重要的。
But it is important to be aware.
刚才我们谈到说什么样的人是容易受欺骗哈，一个是小孩子，刚才我谈到另外一种人，可能就是老年人比较容易受欺骗。
Earlier we spoke of people who could be easily deceived, children and also elders.
为什么呢？因为年纪大了，就是精力不那么充沛了。
Why is it that when you are older, you become easier to be deceived? Perhaps because you're not as aware.
对，有一点像昏昏欲睡了。
A little confused.
容易听信别人的话。
Easily trusting.
所以主耶稣在这里说你要警醒，不能够昏昏欲睡的样子啊。
And Jesus says you must be aware.
所以谨慎警醒，这个是非常重要的事情。
And so this is a very important thing.
所以在这一段里边，当人问你再来的时候有什么样的征兆啊？
So when people come to Christ and ask, what kind of signs will there be?
其实主耶稣在讲啊，征兆是有，但是你要知道你要做什么。
Jesus is saying that there are signs, but you must be aware of what you need to do.
你要警醒，你要谨慎。
You must be aware and ready.
不管有来没有来那个征兆，弟兄姊妹们，我们今天都要准备，都要警醒啊。
Regardless of whether the signs are there, you must be aware. You must be ready.
所以我真是这是要重复来重复去的话啊。
Perhaps the message sounds very repetitive.
对啊，所以读圣经，把神的话装在心里边。
So please read your scripture and place the word of God in your heart.
然后另外一条就是说，你要接受家里的牧养。
Also, you must receive the
怎么讲？像小孩子要吃家里的饭。
The growth from your family.
你要知道那一个安全的地方在哪里。
You must know where you are safe.
因为现在我知道现在的信息量是非常大的，你们大家从网络上可以找到很多文章，可以听到很多讲道，可以从其他地方拿到很多东西。
Today it is easy to receive much information from many sources, especially on the internet.
所以圣经讲，他说到末世的时候，人的会耳朵发痒，厌烦了纯正的道理。
And so it is written in scripture that by the time of the end, people will be sick of the truth.
讲圣经的道理，哎呀，都读过了，都知道了，所以我们来点新鲜的。
Then you may think that the Bible is old, that you want something new and fresh.
对啊，这都是几千年的事了，我们来一点新鲜的东西。
These are things that happened thousands of years ago. Let's have something new.
这个就很危险。
And this is very dangerous.
所以我不是来这个为什么什么所谓的宗派啊，所谓的正式的这个教会来做广告哈。但是你
I'm not here to advertise any church denominations or
但是你在这里还是安全的。
But here you are safe.
你到教会来听讲道，你对你的牧者来认你的牧者，认这个牧养的群体，被牧养，这是非常重要的事情。
So it is important for you to recognize a church and leadership that you believe in.
跑到外面去听道并非不可以。
It's not that you can't go out and listen to other preaching.
不过长期的这样做是比较危险的事情。
But doing this on a regular basis can be dangerous.
对，所以弟兄姊妹们，神放在你们身边的这样美好的这一个资源哈，我们要懂得去使用它。
So brothers and sisters, we should understand that God has placed many resources around us that we should be able to use.
多少个国家现在没有不可能这样聚会。
It is so difficult in many countries.
不能够公开的聚会，没有牧者来讲道。
They cannot openly meet, and they cannot have priests or pastors to help them.
所以我们现在的环境真的是美好啊。
Our environment today is so good.
所以弟兄姊妹自己心里也要立一个心志啊，能够求神让我们长大了，能够一起为真理去打那美好的仗。
We must have a firm belief in our heart to ask God to raise us up to fight for the good fight.
你知道多少地方？这是没有讲道的人，他能够有知识，能够读懂圣经的，信主几个月就开始来传来讲道，来带领聚会了。
In many places, the ability to simply read the scripture after several months, people will be leading the congregation.
对啊，我们已经信主多少年了，我们不能够软弱到那里还不成长。
And we have been Christian for many years, we should not be still so weak and not grow.
哎，神给我们的恩典哈，不能够把它藏起来，神给我们的恩典要把它拿出来用。
We cannot hide the blessings that God has given to us. We must take them out and use them.
你越用会越多。
The more you use them, the more you will have.
所以求神保守我们，我们在这个末世混乱的时候啊，要能够在神的道上站稳了。
We hope that God can help us that in the time of the end, we can stand firm in His word.
所以在这里讲到主再来的时候啊，他说我们的周围的社会上会有一些预兆，像国要攻打国，民要攻打民，大概战争的预兆，饥荒、地震，就是我们身边的社会会有一些这样的变化。
So here we can see from the scripture that there are many signs from our surrounding society over what will happen during the time of the end, nation against nation, wars, famines, and earthquakes.
天上也有一些预兆，说日头变黑了，月亮不放光，星众星要从天上坠落。
And in the heavens there will be signs such as the sun turning dark or the moon turning red, and stars falling from the heavens.
但是当这些预兆来的时候，我们作为神的儿女来讲，神说我们要昂首挺胸，知道我们得赎的日子近了。
However, as children of God, when we see these signs, we should be proud that we know our salvation is near.
所以这些征兆，我们信它一定会来的。
And these signs, we believe that they will come.
也许在我们的有生之年，也许我们这一辈子看不到。
Perhaps they will be in our lifetime, or perhaps they will not be in our lifetime.
但是我们知道，当我们这一生的生命结束的时候，就是我们这一个人的最后，我们要去见主的时候了。
However, we know that when our life ends, we will go to meet God.
所以其实我们明天是怎么样，我们今天都不知道。
Actually, we don't even know what will happen tomorrow.
所以从今天开始来警醒预备。
So from today, we should be aware, we should be ready.
我常常在想主啊，我说如果你明天来的话，我会不会后悔？
I often wonder, God, if you came tomorrow, would I regret?
常常我觉得如果我现在去见主的话，我可能会后悔，因为有很多事情我没有做过，我还没有努力。
Sometimes I feel if God was to come today, I would regret my life that I didn't work hard enough.
所以我们从今天开始为着那一个方向去预备，谨慎警醒自守，把神的话装在我们心里边，去跟随他，去打那个美好的仗。
So today we should be prepared to go and fight the good fight.
所以当主来接我们的时候，我们不会后悔说，哎呀，我都还没有努力过。
So when God comes to pick us up, we should not regret that we did not work hard for Him.
所以求神来帮助我们啊。
Pray that God can help us.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你使我们能够成为你的儿女。
We thank you that you made us your children.
使我们能够认识你。
that we may know you.
更感谢你赏赐给我们这样一本宝贝的圣经。
And we thank you that you gave us the scriptures.
祈求圣灵能够开启我们的心。
We pray that the scriptures can open up our hearts.
能够更加明白你的心意。
So that we can truly understand your will.
你说你的灵会引导我们进入到你的真理当中。
You say that your spirit will move us into your truth.
就愿你的灵来带领我们。
May your spirit lead us.
使我们把你的话能够装在我们心里。
That we can put your word into our hearts.
预备我们自己能够成为你合用的器皿。
And prepare ourselves to be citizens that you can use.
在这末世的时候能够警醒谨慎自守。
And in the time of the end that we can be aware and be ready.
能够紧紧地跟随你直到见你面的日子。
And follow you until the day that we meet you.
也祈求你保守你自己的儿女。
We pray that you can protect your children.
感谢你听我们这样的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you that you listen to our prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.